Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. The metro area set a new record with 920 patients COVID positive in hospitals. Dr. Alex Garza of the St. Louis Pandemic Task Force says they are seeing a lot of patients being readmitted because of complications after having COVID-19. Those include heart problems, breathing issues, and even neurological disorders. It's back to class today for many area students after the Thanksgiving break, but many schools are switching to all virtual learning. Parkway Middle and High School students are back to remote learning. It runs through the end of the semester in January. Elementary grades will continue with a hybrid approach. Another medical marijuana dispensary opens today in Missouri. Missouri Health and Wellness is opening the first of five locations. It's on East 1st Street in Washington, Missouri. The company plans to open four other locations around the state as well. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, temperatures this morning in the 20s. Skies will gradually become sunny by the afternoon, with cold afternoon highs in the 30s. Tonight will be the coldest so far this season, lows dipping into the teens and lower 20s. Tuesday will be mostly sunny and seasonably cool, with a high in the 40s.